fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 4th day of August. It is the 4th day of August. Marie Lassiter is on her way to an autopsy. She is a legal witness of this autopsy. A man was murdered in Texas County. A very tragic situation, murdered by his own brother in front of a bunch of witnesses. And her job, her responsibility is to be present at the autopsy. She will be calling in while she's on the road. We hope she can call in. I know that some of the areas she'll be traveling in will be marginal in terms of cell phone service. So she may call in, she may not. In the meantime, we'll continue. If Dr. Huff is there and wants to continue with us, he can. Doctor, are you still with us? I see you're, it looks like you're still connected and on mute. So you're welcome to join if you like, Doctor. Well, Marie has not called in yet. She was our guest speaker, did a little training last night at the John Moore Show meetup. The topic was how to be your own dentist. I learned some things myself last night that I was not aware of regarding dental hygiene. And I was taking notes. I noticed one or two of our nurses were taking notes. Everybody's paying careful attention. I know whenever I go to a meeting, I always take something to write with, a pen, some paper. If it's important enough for me to go there for whatever meeting it might be, it's important for me enough for me to make notes, just like I did in college, just like I did in many investigations. So I took notes, and I got a lot out of it. I know everybody there got a lot out of it, and I'm very glad that Marie Lassiter volunteered her time to do that with us. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we've got open lines. Got a question or comment, give us a call at 512-248-8252. Looks like the storm has quit for the time being here in my neighborhood. It's been off and on since early this morning. Absolute downpours, thunder and lightning. Even set off my alarm in my guest house a few hours ago. I had to disable it. So it's been a challenge. And I don't know what the rest of the day holds for us. I haven't looked at the forecast. Hopefully this rain and storms will be finished for the rest of the day. Don't know. Simply don't know. Everybody last night was interested in dental hygiene. No normal person wants to sit in a dentist chair. It's simply not fun for most of us. I go twice a year to get my semi-annual cleaning and checkup. I've used the same dentist for 25 years or so. Great guy. He's become a friend, and there was some conversation last night about having mercury amalgams removed from your mouth. I did that about 30 years ago or so, maybe 35 years ago. Don't recall specifically. It was not fun. It took a lot of time. It was expensive. And I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I contribute a lot of the health I enjoy to having my mercury amalgams removed. Mercury simply does not belong in your mouth. I don't believe it's changed. If the dentist is prohibited from suggesting that it would be advantageous to remove the mercury from your mouth, if they make a suggestion, they can lose their dental license or license to practice dentistry. That comes from the very top levels of the American Dental Association. That's where it comes from. You have to initiate the process. The dentist is prohibited from doing it on his own. How crazy is that? It's something I learned last night I was not aware of. Now, I've been aware, and I should have made the connection, but I had not. Sodium fluoride in your drinking water, in your toothpaste. I've known for probably 30 years that it makes brittle bones. What I did not know and found out last night, it makes your teeth brittle also, makes them subject to breaking more easily, which requires very expensive dental work to repair and put a crown on there. I didn't know that before last night. I found it out. It doesn't surprise me. It makes perfect sense that if the fluoride would cause brittle bones, it would also cause brittle teeth, of course. I recall when my daughter came to live with my wife and I. She was in her early 20s, 22, 23 years old, whatever she was. She went to work as a waitress at a very nice destination restaurant in St. Louis, 94th Aero Squadron is what it was called, right next to the airport. About the second or third week she's working there, she says, "Dad, how come all these St. Louisans got little white spots on their teeth?" I said, "Well, honey, what you're observing is the outward signs of sodium fluoride poisoning. That's what you're observing, those little white spots on people's teeth. Now, that's the outward sign. Of course, what you can't see is their bones are brittle as a consequence. What you can't see is the adverse effects on the pineal gland. The pineal gland is right in the middle of your brain. It looks like an eyeball, by the way. Very important part of human anatomy. All parts of us are important, but the pineal gland is particularly important. And it affects your internal organs, brittle bones, and so forth. And so I gave her the story about sodium fluoride, which she had no awareness, no knowledge of that, and most people don't. In the early 1960s, we had this panic nationwide in cities around the country, the big cities, about lead poisoning in children, specifically little black kids, more so than white kids, but both. And we got Sherry in Kansas is back. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, John. I got a question about, since you've had that, your mercury amalgam fillings taken out, and I'm sure you investigated it a lot. Could I ask you how many you had and how many did they do at one time?
Well, it was, first of all, it's been 35 years ago. It was maybe 40 years ago. It was in the early 1980s, so we're looking at right at 40 years ago. My recollection is several, top, bottom, left, right. It was maybe two at a time. I don't recall specifically. It's been four decades. It was not fun. It was painful. They did not have the procedures they use now for safety to protect myself and the people working on me. But I knew it was the right thing to do. My wife, Dr. Moore, agreed with me, and I went ahead and had it done. I wish I had more specifics, but after 40 years, I don't have very many specifics.
Yeah, I just knew someone who had 8 fillings in her mouth, and she had told me she had got that done, but I didn't really get the specifics from her. How many times, you know, how many they did at one time, but she ended up dying, and I don't know the time period between when she had it done, but she ended up dying in 2020, and they said she had CJD, and there was, you know, and that's very rare.
I just
wondered if it had anything to do with her developing that, because, you know, I've heard that there's, you know, there's a lot of people that some people may do it better than others. You know what I mean?
All right. Okay. Anything else, Sherry?
No, that's just it. I was just curious on, you know, how many got done at a time, because you, and let me ask you, did your dad have really good insurance when you were?
My parents had Blue Cross Blue Shield when I was a child, so there was no issue with that.
Yeah, see, my dad worked at Boeing, and, you know, so he had pretty good insurance, and I was a year older than her, and I only got 2 fillings, but she got 8. So anyway, all right, thanks. That's all I had. Bye.
Okay, thank you. Looks like our next Carl is Daryl in Canada. Good morning, Daryl.
Yes, you're talking about fluoride, and I was talking to Marie Lassiter last week, and she asked me why I was taking kelp. I forgot to tell her that that was one of the reasons, because kelp is a great chelator of fluoride in your body. So you want to get that out of there. And speaking of your health there, John, you mentioned, I mean, you mentioned, about a month and a month and a half ago, so you had, do you get medical phlebotomies, or do you give blood every 2 months? Because you say you have high iron, high ferritin, I suppose.
Yeah, Dr. Huff is my doctor, and I do blood tests as a, to measure what's going on in my body. And he says I had too much iron in my blood, so I should donate blood every couple of months to get down that iron and stop using my favorite cast iron skillet to cut down the iron intake also. So once the iron level is where it's supposed to be, I won't have to donate the blood anymore.
Right. So what is your, do you know, do you get a copy of your, because whenever I get a blood thing, when I get 40 readings or whatever, I always get a copy of it. Did you get a copy? My question is, what is your ferritin level? Do you know what your ferritin level is? Because that's really, when you talk about iron, that's really almost pretty much it. That's the most important reading in your iron, bar none, is ferritin. Do you know what your ferritin level is?
Not offhand. I don't have that stuff memorized, Daryl. I can't, wish I could help you, but I don't keep that stuff at hand.
Right, because normally when you have readings of any type, you get a low and a high, right? So the best probably place is probably in the middle. But when it comes to ferritin or iron, you're better off far down. The reading for ferritin is, I think, the lowest is about 15 or 20, the highest that you should be acceptable, even if it'd be high, would be about 500. Your best ferritin level is around 40. 40 or 50, that's your actual target, so you want to be down there. And let me ask you a couple questions to help you lower your ferritin. Do you take, do you eat any vitamin, when you eat regular meals, do you have vitamin C, do you have a fruit with that, or anything high in vitamin C with that?
Well, I have one smoothie a day, which has, of course, just made from fruit, and there's a vitamin C in that, and I take supplements as directed by Dr. Huff also.
Right. The thing is, try to stay away from vitamin C between 1 hour before or 1 hour after. every meal. You can take those things, but don't take them with the meal. Also, drinking milk. I don't know if you drink milk or dairy or even yogurt or whatever. That's good with the meal because that will block the iron absorption. So that's also good. And there's also a substance, I don't know, you might even sell it in your health food store. It's called IP6. I don't know if you ever heard of it. It's rice bran extract, IP6. It's absolutely incredible. It'll lower your ferritin along with your blood phlebotomy, because every time you do a phlebotomy, it lowers your ferritin about 30 points, roughly. So if you do that every 2 months, I guess you go every 2 months. Is it 2-3 months?
Yeah, it's about every 2 months, yeah.
Right, okay, well, that lowers about 30, so that's good. But you can lower it. You take one of those pills, you can take up to 4 a day every, 6 hours or so. And that lowers it roughly, and I've measured it myself with my ferritin. It lowers approximately one point every pill. So you can lower your ferritin about 3 points a day, roughly doing it that way. So if you want to get a little quicker movement on your iron going lower, IP6. Look it up. I don't know if you know about it, but just look it up on your computer, or whatever, after the show, and you can see it. You can get it in 500 milligram pills, and that's a fantastic ferritin lower. So that'll help your iron down to the acceptable level, and your doctor Huff will be pleasantly surprised if you start taking that. You'll say, "Oh wow, this has gone down lower than you normally does." So,
all right.
Anyway, I thought I'd throw those
great
things
advice,
out for you there, John.
Yeah. Fantastic. Anything else, Daryl?
No, I just thought I'd throw that in, and thanks very much.
Okay, thank you, Daryl.
Okay.
Our next caller is an RBN host. We have Chris Steiner. Good morning, Chris.
Hi, John. Good morning. I'm not a host anymore as of a couple weeks ago, by the way, but I'm still doing
the
show.
I didn't know that. Okay.
No problem, but I'm still doing the show, and fortunately taking advantage of my streaming software so I can go out on 8 platforms. And I don't know if you're doing our Rumble, but Rumble's really, I was just looking at those on hold.
Yeah, my archives on Rumble, right.
Oh, great. Yeah, that's really getting great numbers. I just wanted to encourage folks to do that. Getting great viewer numbers. Rumble is such a great platform for people starting out, even if they have low subscribers, that they can get good viewership numbers. What I was calling about is how to remove, the fluoride and the mercury issue. You want to find a dentist who uses the SMART technique, which is the safe mercury amalgam removal technique. And the AIOMT at AIOMT.org covers that. That's the International Academy of Biological Dentistry and Medicine. And they're one of the places that, International Academy of Oral Medicine and Toxicology. I'll give you the places that you can find an alternative dentist, a biomedical, environmental, natural fluoride-free, biological, mercury-free dentist, and some of which employ this SMART technique to remove mercury. There's Academy of Biomimetic Dentistry. I'll just email you this list, aobmd.org. And holisticdental.org, and the other two I just mentioned, iabdm.com, International Academy of Biological
Dentistry. Okay, I look forward
Dentistry
to seeing
that,
Chris. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
And also, the root canals. I'm hearing folks are having a lot of issues who have taken the mRNA shots because the spike protein is aggravating the dead tissue apparently in the root canals. So I would encourage them to not just get an x-ray if they want to assess their root canal, but even though it's a lot more radiation, a CT scan is much better for diagnosis. It can show a three-dimensional view and pick up even a large infection that an x-ray won't even detect. So I'd encourage folks to check that out. And I've got some more for you on the lead.
Okay, we'll get that on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Hey, Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by the Energy Cleaner. If you're tired of being tired, if you have arthritis issues, check out the Energy Cleaner. Place your order right there at my website or call my toll-free order line. That's 800-592-9543. Well, Chris, what else you got for us, sir? Chris, you still there? Hello, Chris.
Yes, I'm here. Sorry, John.
Go ahead.
Get onto the lead. I was wondering, did Marie, or do you know about the nanohydroxyapatite toothpaste?
Your audio just went away. I can barely hear you, Chris. Say again, please.
Let me fix.
That's better.
I was wondering if you or Maria talked about the nanohydroxyapatite toothpaste to remineralize teeth and even the dentin underlying the enamel.
All right.
Yeah, I just want to mention that. I found that helpful. Boca is the best brand I've found because it doesn't have any objectionable ingredients. That's BOKA.com. You can find that. But I wanted to, you know, you mentioned lead and how it hurts our mental health. It actually increases criminality, they found, in blacks. Check out studies from from Dartmouth College by Roger D. Masters and Myron J. Copeland, are two famous scientists, professors there at Dartmouth College. I'll email you these studies as well here in just a moment. And also a link to the Environmental Working Group, where they found that fluoride plus chloramine leaches lead from the pipes much at a much greater level. And the criminality that they found in blacks was at time of arrest, they found a higher incidence of criminality and drug use from blood tests at the time of arrest in one of these studies. So that's I think all I've got for you looking over my notes here, and maybe Reverend Al Sharpton would want to talk about this. You know, I don't know if you caught that clip where he was saying just yesterday, just imagine if the founding fathers, Thomas Jefferson or George Washington, tried to overthrow the government. I don't know if you saw that clip.
I didn't see it, but it sounds like it's interesting. Anything else, Chris? Right.
That's it. I'll send that to you in just a moment, too.
Okay.
Take care.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it. Our next caller, once again, second time today, is Charlie in Florida. Good morning again.
Hi, John. I actually am calling because I wanted to thank Chris Steiner. He just called in. The other day, he gave out some recommendations that he for me for prostate and everything, and I'm going to go back and listen to that show again so I can follow up on those. But I just wanted to let him know that I appreciated him providing information on that subject. And since he called in, I just wanted to thank him personally for that. That's
okay.
All I have. Thank you very much, Charlie.
Thank you. Appreciate it. We have open lines. You got a question or comment, give us a call at 512-248-8252. Just eliminating the sodium fluoride from your diet. If you live in an area where they put the fluoride in the water, get a filter that will remove it. Get bottled water, whatever it takes. If you have the mercury amalgams in your mouth, it's a prescription for disaster is what it is, an absolute prescription for disaster. And you'll be far better off to get that get the mercury out of your mouth, get the fluoride out of your diet, and just do it. It'll be expensive. It won't be fun. Getting mercury amalgams removed from your teeth is not a fun thing at all. It isn't. And these days they have protocols that make it pretty safe for both the patient and the dentist and the dental hygienist that's working, and the dental assistant that's working with the doctors, the dentist, to help keep everybody safe. Dentists for decades have had a higher rate of suicide than the average population because of exposure to mercury. How about that? Not a good thing. Not a good thing. There's one dentist I knew, I don't know if it was due to mercury poisoning, but he was absolutely convinced that he was Buddha reincarnated. I'm not kidding. He did really, and it was something he really believed, that he was Buddha reincarnated. He's since passed on, but I thought that was rather strange. And I don't know if mercury causes you to develop a psychosis or not, but that was this guy. Looks like we got, do we have a caller here? Oh, here we go. Catherine in Maine. Good morning, Catherine.
Hi, John. I just sent you that email, and I've been around this block before, and I wanted to reflect back upon one of the first callers who asked about the insurance coverage. I literally had a dentist in there just planning out how to use out all my insurance, okay? And I went and got a second opinion, and I didn't need that work done. So, and he was a member of my church, John. Isn't that interesting? So I basically, you know, and his wife liked to go shopping a lot, right? So, yes, they do use the insurance up sometimes, but I did not need a lot of that work done. So there was an article in The Atlantic, I think it was.
Hold on to the break here,
Catherine.
We'll be right back.
And then the email that I sent, Dr. Mercola and Dr. Thomas Levy. Thomas Levy is brilliant. And I had actinomycosis after a root canal failed.
Catherine, hold on through the break.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
Oh, this is married. A week from tomorrow, I'll be in Des Moines. I hope you can make it. The next Red Pill Expo, I'll be speaking there. All the speakers, the details are at my website. You can get your tickets at my website. It'll be a lot of fun. You'll see things, hear things, meet people you would never, ever be able to do otherwise. I know a lot of you will make it, and it'll be great to meet you there. And, of course, energy cleaners. If you have issues with pain, you need an energy cleaner. Issues with sleep, same thing. Details at my website. We can place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. And, of course, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Catherine, the break was going while you were still trying to talk, so we weren't able to hear much of what you said. If you want to repeat what you said, please.
Okay, yeah, I couldn't hear that for some reason. It was odd, but let's just, bottom line is they do use your insurance money up, no doubt about it, no question about it. It's hard to find a good dentist. I have a stellar dentist. And I literally go all the way back to Boston to see her because she has worked on so many people who have not had the best access to dental, and she can save a tooth that no other dentist can save. So to find one like that, I'll go anywhere if I have the air mouth to see this woman. She's that good. Now, I have an integrative dentist I was able to see a few times. He's amazing. Top of his class, Boston Medical, number one dental school. Okay, he opened an integrative clinic in Boston. Amazing, amazing. And they do the things that Chris Steiner was talking about. They're brilliant. So if anyone has a complex case, see someone like that, not just any integrative dentist. You've got to really check out the reviews. And periapical abscesses, you have to do a cone beam. They're not available in many dentist offices. They don't even own the machine. It's not the same thing as a traditional dental x-ray. And they can view the periapical abscesses and the cavitation. The periapical abscesses, Dr. Thomas Levy wrote the book Hidden Epidemic, and there's a podcast online with Dr. Mercola where they discuss the book. And you can't see these, right? So he does a highly reactive C-reactive protein, not a CRP, but a highly sensitive CRP, and checks that level. And he had a tooth extracted because he had a periapical abscess. And the root canals, you know, by the time the root canal blows, there's no telling what kind of bone loss has occurred in the craniofacial bones, you know, because it's eating away the bone and you can't feel it because the nerve has been taken out. So it's very important to get that cone beam, get a baseline, and it's less toxic, like Chris said. So I had mentioned that prior in another show, and anyway, I don't know, some people aren't aware of it maybe, but the other thing is what Chris recommended, that toothpaste, I'm going to look at that. So I'm still learning myself, but I've survived to keep teeth that they told me. And a really very kind dentist in Kansas City that I saw, he told me, he said, you can probably hang on to those for another 2 years. And I've had them now 5 years or six, right? So you just have to learn. But they recommend water picking, Dr. Mercola and Dr. Levy. And Thomas Levy is a cardiologist and an attorney both, okay? And he co-authored The Truth About Root Canals with Dr. Kulacz, K-U-L-A-C-Z, years ago. That's a great book. And they recommend water picking with 3% hydrogen peroxide, food-grade hydrogen peroxide. And the other thing is, I think the one last thing to add would be, what was it, Dr. Levy? Those books he wrote, the Consumer Reports dental book. Once I had the church dentist, whose wife loved to shop, right, the Joneses kind of thing going on there, I got the Consumer Reports dental book. And I avoided a lot of dental work by reading that book. It was probably published in like 92, if I recall correctly. So those are just some tips I wanted to throw out there. And I thank you for taking my call. Take care.
Okay, thank you, Catherine. We appreciate the call. Thank you very much. The open lines, you want to give us a call at 512-248-8252. The lead in people's blood reduces IQ. It reduces fine motor skills. That's how the clinics in the cities first started detecting the lead, was these outward signs of reduced IQ and reduced fine motor skills. I wasn't aware of the increased criminal behavior. That's news to me. It fits right in there. Of course it would be a possibility. But here's what happened. The sodium fluoride leached the lead out of the pipes. If you've got copper solder has got lead in it, of course. Copper water pipe joined with solder, if with pure water, is not an issue at all. It's perfectly healthy, no problem whatsoever. The sodium fluoride in drinking water, however, makes a solution that leaches the lead out of the copper, out of the solder, is what I meant to say, causing the lead poisoning. There was a lawsuit, I admit I haven't followed up on it, in Washington, D.C., making that allegation that Washington, D.C. had been poisoning people for decades by putting the sodium fluoride in the water, leaching the lead out, and poisoning everybody in Washington, D.C. with lead for decades. I don't know what happened to that lawsuit. I have not followed up on it. Maybe I should take a few minutes and follow up on it and see what happened with it. I doubt that it was successful. Because if it was, we would see similar lawsuits in every city in the county, in the country, is what I meant to say, every city in the country that had put sodium fluoride in drinking water. The first city, I believe, was Rochester, New York. And when the mayor of Rochester found out about it decades after it had been implemented, I think it was a female mayor, she was very upset about the flim-flam, the make-believe science, the lies that were told to convince the city fathers of Rochester, New York, to put sodium fluoride in the drinking water back in the, it was the mid-1950s, I believe. It was early to mid-1950s, somewhere in there. And it was a pretext to get rid of a poison. They needed a way to get rid of it, and then they chose that. They also had issues with an accidental release in World War II that they needed a cover story. And the cover story was that sodium fluoride is healthy for you. It helps you have better teeth, which, of course, it does not. It absolutely does not. So we're right at about 70 years of this poison being put in public drinking water supplies. Last night at the meetup, somebody mentioned that the fluoride equipment in Rolla, Missouri, is rapidly wearing out. It's very corrosive, expensive to replace, and apparently the city is not going to replace it. I say good for them. I know there's been attempts from friends of mine attempted to educate the city council and the mayor of Rolla, Missouri, unsuccessfully a number of years ago. They talked to them. They provided books. Didn't do any good because they knew what the truth was, right? Of course they did. But and Marie Lassiter, she did a campaign. She brought in a speaker, an expert from England, to educate the people of Texas County, and he spent some time there in Texas County, Houston, Missouri, and to educate the people about the true dangers, true nature of sodium fluoride being put in the drinking water. And apparently, according to Marie, the Missouri Department of Natural Resources really is in favor of sodium fluoride being in drinking water. And there's now a state law giving that mandates a 90-day notice be given to the Department of Natural Resources before a vote is taken in any community to remove the sodium fluoride. So they still support this poison being in the drinking water. And they have a team of men, and I assume women too, men and women, that go around the state telling the lies about the benefits of sodium fluoride being in the drinking water. It's a shame. I love my state. Most of the things that my state government does is good. It's good for the people. But this is one occasion where it's not. And I'm very disappointed that they do that. I'll be talking to Marie about there might be some ways we can get to. I know some people affiliated with the state government. Maybe some ways we can get that changed and have that support stopped. It would greatly benefit everybody in the state if they can do that. I know St. Louis City and St. Louis County and Kirkwood, which is in St. Louis County, that's the three water supplies in that area, all put sodium fluoride in the drinking water. St. Louis City has its own water treatment system. St. Louis County has its own, and the city of Kirkwood, where I lived for much of my adult life, has its own water treatment system. All three put sodium fluoride in the drinking water. They all think it's great. When was it? In the mid-1990s, I'm going to say about 94, 95, along there, I gave testimony before the St. Charles County County Commission speaking against the addition of sodium fluoride in their drinking water. And I had with me a can of pure sodium fluoride that used to be sold in hardware stores for rat poison. I held it up. I showed it to the members of the County Commission, letting them know how dangerous this was, because it's now illegal to sell pure sodium fluoride for rat poison. It's just too dangerous. It is way too dangerous to let that loose into the environment. It's an incredibly toxic, incredibly poisonous substance, sodium fluoride. It's so strong that if you take the dry powder and mix it with water, you can etch glass with it. There aren't many things that will affect glass that way, but a sodium fluoride solution will do that. If you want to make a pretty design or a picture on glass or put some words on glass, that's how you do it, is with sodium fluoride. How amazing is that? There's things we can do that don't cost much money that will help you a lot. Now, going back to the mercury amalgams, my wife, Jane, she had all hers removed, replaced with gold crowns. at a cost of $20,000. It wasn't cheap. Now, I had ceramic work done to replace my crowns, my mercury amalgams, which was not nearly as expensive. Gold is a good substance to use in dental work. It's very healthy metal to use in your mouth. And at the time I had my mercury amalgams removed, it was a struggle financially. It wasn't easy. And I went ahead and did it, despite the expense, despite the pain, despite the time it took to do it. I knew how good it would be for me. And now I'm 75 years old, soon to be 76, and I enjoy pretty optimal health. I get together with my high school buddies, guys that were top athletes in high school and college, that can barely walk, that have multiple health issues. Now, I don't know how much of their health situation is related to mercury amalgams. I would venture a guess that probably some of their health is related to having mercury amalgams, because almost all Americans have mercury amalgams. Almost all. There's exceptions. So regardless of what your age, whether you're in your early 30s like I was at the time, or older or younger, it doesn't matter. If you have mercury amalgams, please consider getting them out. It will help you. It will definitely help you. It can't hurt. The protocols they got in place now will make sure that it's done safely and properly. And it can't. It, all it can do is help you and be a benefit. Find a doctor, a dentist. Not all dentists do this. Require specialized equipment, specialized training to do it safely and do it properly. So the dentist you use now may or may not be somebody that can do it safely. But they're out there. You may have to travel some distance to get to that person. But whatever it takes, you'll be far better off with the mercury out of your mouth. Just do it. What was it, the Nike commercial where they said, just do it? That was hugely popular. Okay, it looks like we got Catherine in Michigan, or Maine again. Catherine in Maine again. Go ahead, Catherine.
I hate to call in twice. I hate it when people do that. Well, I hate it. It depends on what they say, but this is really important. MyHolisticDentist.com is in San Diego. Now, they're a smart city, and they had a photo up on their webpage about the titanium implants and the heating up, and it was brewing, just brewing. They were failing once this stuff kicked in. Now, they did pull that down, and I don't know if I screenshotted it, John. If I did, it's on an old phone. But that was an amazing thing to see. And Swiss Ceramic, and the best person in the nation for that is Yuri May, Y-U-R-I, last name May, M-A-Y, in Connecticut. He's really sharp. He's in his prime. And I really like him, because I told him, I said, look, tell me the truth. I got to do a consult with him. I like to just tell me the truth. He's Russian. I said, I want to tell me like you would. Just pretend like I'm Russian. Don't fool around with me. Because, you know, in Russia, you call the ambulance. How old are you? If you're over 40, they're not coming, right? They just hang up on you, I've heard. Anyway, so he just shot me straight on my situation. And I just really appreciated him. But he has an amazing office. And he's really in his prime right now. And he is the best Swiss ceramic. And he works with Dr. in BioHealth Switzerland, Dr. Volz, V-O-L-Z. My own all-in-one, and that's at BioHealth Switzerland. And my sister went to Switzerland and got cured from stage 4 lymphatic cancer. Okay, it was hopeless, right? And she didn't get her in. She remembers they were all almost excited they were going to get to chop her body parts off, right? And so they just waited, and she was able to go to Switzerland and get healed. So they're doing things there that we're not doing here anywhere, I don't think. But BioHealth Switzerland, and he has actually worked with Dr. Volz, and that's an amazing thing to see. And they have a Faraday cage to sleep in, John, when you go to their clinic. I haven't been there. And after he had his surgery where he replaced some dental work, he went 2 weeks off-grid to heal, to have better healing. Okay, I think he went down into a Wi-Fi free zone in Brazil for healing, Dr. Volz did. But you can look all that up, and I just wanted to throw that out there because I actually had a retired, I don't want to say, he was a retired neurosurgeon in Boston, tell me the next casualty catastrophe in medicine were implants, okay? They can be problematic just like root canals, okay? So it's just, this isn't a nightmare. So an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, right, John?
That's right. Absolutely.
Absolutely. You want to avoid all of this garbage. Prevention. And then could you ask Dr. Horowitz, what does he do? He mentions manually cleans every side of the tooth every day. So I've been doing what I think he does, but I'm not sure. And some say flossing buries bacteria up. You know what I mean? That flossing is not the smartest. And I'm just curious, what does he do? Could you ask him?
Well, if I neglect to do that, he'll be gone for this week and next week, but maybe the third week you can answer that question. No.
Thank you, John.
Okay, thank you, Ethel. We got our last break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Fix bayonets.
Lay me down in the cold, cold ground. Many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're not going to take any more calls. There's just a couple of minutes left here. Next week, we will have the first hour that we will have William Fortune with us, the author of One Second After. He was supposed to be on last Monday. There was a some confusion about timing, but that's all squared away now. He's now authored four books on this topic. He's authored many more in his career. He's a military historian, by the way. The most recent book, which is just now being published, is 5 years after. The first book was One Second After, which I've read, and I think I read this. Yeah, follow the second book in a series. I haven't read the third or the fourth, but I hope to. Andrew Butchin and I will be interviewing Mr. Fortune. It's Mr. Fortune's books have brought to the attention of tens of thousands of Americans the true nature of EMP, the true threat it poses. If you want to protect your car, your generator, the car that youngster off to college, well, with the same equipment the Department of Defense uses, they're available at my website at thelibertyman.com with a very nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment. So do what I do. My equipment's all protected. I got the one for my house and one for the generators yet to be installed. And I'm very glad I did. It gives me some real peace of mind that I've done that. The usual lineup next week, Maria Lasseter should be with us next Friday if she doesn't have another conflict. She had to go to this autopsy. She had no choice. Dr. Horowitz will be gone another week. Hope to get him back the week after. Next Friday, we'll have Pastor Evan Bell with us. Pastor Bell is my pastor at the Viburnum Free Will Baptist Church. Great guy, family man. He was in Kazakhstan for a number of years as a missionary. Now that was an experience, and we might be able to talk about that a little bit. So I'm looking forward to visiting with all of you next week. In the meantime, just remember that get your spiritual house in order, get the training you need. If your group is 6 or 600, two skills in the biggest demand and least available would be ham radio skills, first aid skills, and CPR. If you have those skills, it'll make you far more valuable to your group, no matter how big your group is. Those skills are very, very important, and literally a matter of life and death during a crisis. Literally, not figuratively, but literally. So have a great weekend. I hope you have some time to spend time with friends and family, get some projects done around the house, get rested up, and get ready for the new week ahead. That's it for the day. It's it for the week. You might supply drinks plenty of essential oils. Now while you can, your firearms, ammunition, never ever get the guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day and weekend. God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri, the largest beautiful state of Missouri I get to live in, even larger beautiful state of Texas, and Lord, please God bless the United States of America.
RepublicBroadcasting.org. Smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the
cool
United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say. Yeah. The dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.